Well, good day to you. It's another day and another news item. I've only got one news item here, and I put the link down below. But it's enough. We all know how the media and the papers always spin the stories that Femons are great and wonderful, even when they've done something not very nice. It's usually always somebody else's fault, not theirs. But of course, then the trouble is, a Femon goes out and does something pretty bad, again and again, and they have to keep covering it up. So they become ridiculous on how they're trying to cover it up. I mean, do they really expect people to actually believe it anymore? Well, as you know, all the men and everything are bad. They're born bad, and they die bad, and they've done nothing good in their whole lives. I mean, even a person who's not awake and aware must be looking at these stories thinking, just a minute. So here's a picture of a Femon. And this is the picture that was connected to the news item. Now, just looking at this picture, it looks like maybe this Femon's won the lottery. Or she's got a job promotion. Or maybe she's been trying to get pregnant and she finally has got pregnant. But it must be something of goodness by looking by this picture anyway. But actually, it's not. This Femon is a paedophile. She's a teacher, and she had sex with one of her students, a 14-year-old, I believe. And it went on for quite some time. She used to meet up with the student, and they used to have sex in the car. And, of course, she piled him with gifts and money. That would be keep quiet money. But this picture alone tells you the double standards, doesn't it? If it was a man and he was a paedophile, there would be a very sorrowful picture of the man. Probably the mugshot. And the story would be about how bad and horrible and disgusting a person he is. And that he should spend a long time in jail. But the way they've spun this story, she's almost a celebrity. Anyway, this went on for quite some time, and the boy apparently asked for some more money. I'm beginning to like this boy. Apparently, $5,000. The boy denies that and says he never asked for money like that. But this Femon teacher went to the headmaster or headmistress and reported him. How stupid is she? And of course, then it all come out. She now is being charged with rape of a minor. And she faces 7 years in jail. Of course, it's a Femon, so she'll probably get 3 years suspended sentence. It doesn't mention whether this Femon is married or not, but I can bet your bottom dollar she probably is. You see, the fact is, on the wedding day, when you stand there and listen to all those cherish and love her and all that, those laws and things that are said are not meant for a Femon. She's standing there just making sure you're there, listening to it, because the rules don't apply to her. Of course, there are some younger men or older men even saying, oh, I wish I had teachers like that when I was at school. The fact of the matter is, it's against the law. She knew it was against the law. She was in a position of authority, and she abused it. She'll probably say in court, when she does get to court, that the boy was abusive and controlling. And I remember quite a few years back, you only ever saw male pedos, but you see a lot more today Femon pedos. Of course, that means they've just started doing it. Poppycock. They've been doing it for a very long time. They've just never been caught. Because people never thought they would do that sort of thing. They are mothers, after all. Surely they wouldn't do that to a child. Funny how the media's changed their attitude. When it was a man doing it, it was disgusting, horrible, and they should be put in jail. Probably have their peter cut off. But when a Femon does it, it's just, it's not that bad. It's all right. So what do you guys feel about it? You just let me know, won't you? You take it easy now.